Now that Larry Kasha is officially out of the race, Republicans are quickly rallying around Rosemary Becky as the GOP challenger to Mickey Sherrill. Kasha, a Kinnelon lawyer, left the race today for the GOP nomination for Congress in the 11th District. That was 2 days after Becky said she will seek the GOP nod in the 11th District as opposed to original plans to run against Democrat Tom Malinowski in the 7th District. But before that, she would have had to win a primary against Thomas H. King Jr. In a statement, Kasha urged all Republicans to back Becky, contending that she has the intelligence and gravitas to defeat Sherrill. Becky, a tax policy lawyer and public advocate from Short Hills, formally entered the CD11 race with a statement of her own in it. She accused Sherrill of failing our families by standing with Nancy Pelosi's partisan impeachment effort. Becky added that Sherrill has voted with Pelosi 98% of the time, including votes to weaken our immigration laws and against our military and veterans. The last observation seems destined to provoke discussion given the fact Sherrill is a Navy veteran. It's also interesting that Becky's introductory statement mentions Pelosi twice. While the speaker is a certified villain for many Republicans, you wonder if this is the best way to appeal to those in the political middle. Republican Jay Weber tried linking Sherrill to Pelosi in his campaign 2 years ago with less than satisfactory results. Election day is almost 10 months away, so there's plenty of time to debate campaign strategy. Of more relevancy, up until a few days ago, Republicans had two candidates battling each other in District 7 and a late entry candidate in the 11th. Now they have avoided a major primary in the 7th and have a candidate who has been raising money for months to challenge Sherrill in the 11th. This is producing unmitigated glee from GOP leaders all over the country. Really? Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader and a Californian, called the news about Becky welcome and exciting, saying Americans are hungry for change. King called Becky a savvy, formidable candidate. An analysis that suggests he's overjoyed he doesn't have to run against her. National Republican Committeeman Bill Paleatucci praised Kasha for showing leadership and a true commitment to party unity. And from Morris County, the heart of the 11th District, Laura Ali, the acting chair of the county's Republican Committee, also had praise for Kasha, saying he showed true selfless leadership by leaving the race. She added, "His future is bright and so is the future for CD7 and CD11 residents as we begin the battle to win back our congressional seats." Game on.